character is tested. October 11. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. God will test the character on every point. He has a father's heart, and he bears long with his children. In his dealings with the children of Israel, he pleaded with them in mercy and love. Patiently he set their sins before them, and in forbearance waited for them to see and acknowledge their wrongs. When they repented and confessed their sins, he forgave them, and though the offense was oft repeated, there were no taunting words spoken, no resentment expressed. Christ plainly stated that though one sin again and again, he is to be forgiven if he repents, even should he sin till 70 times 7. Words are a talent, given to us, in trust, and God will multiply every investment that is made in his love and in his fear. He will lift up and sustain the very ones who need sustaining. Remember that silence is eloquence. To expatiate, as has been the custom of some, separates the soul from God, and brings condemnation. Let there be much praying and less talking of the mistakes of others. By much prayer let self be wholly consecrated to God. Then work with all the facilities and powers God has given to help one another to reach a higher standard. Minister in concert with the ministering angels, and an experience will be gained that will be of the highest value. The converting power of God needs to be seen upon the tongue, restraining the words that should not be spoken. Then the Holy Spirit will be revealed, binding together, not separating. All who desire to be among the number who will stand before God without fault must begin without delay the practical work of overcoming. The Lord permits trials to come in order that we may be cleansed from earthliness, from selfishness, from harsh unchristlikeness of character. He desires to create in every heart a deep and earnest longing to be cleansed from every stain of sin, that we may come forth purer, holier, and happier from every trial which he permits. Our souls become darkened by selfishness, but if we can only see Jesus, there will be a dying to self. Changes will be made in word and action. If we are patient under the crucial test, we shall come forth reflecting the image of the Master. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Untitled manuscript.